I just hope the neighbors weren't watching.
This is Kinship Radio on Mornings with Ryan and Beth.
It's story time. So my son Malachi had his first fender bender, a rite of passage, if you will, for every teenage driver.
Sure.
We were just happy that there were no other cars involved. The car still drives, and he wasn't sighted. He just, you know, it was slick that day. He ran into some concrete.
Yep.
So the whole front of the car is kind of bashed up and so forth. But we've checked it out. It's sound. It's safe.
Yes.
But there were some issues with pieces of the car just flopping in the wind, making lots of noise as you were driving.
Okay.
I took that in. I'm like, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it. And I'm like, what if I cut it away? They're like, yeah, you could do that. So I'm out there with a big weed clipper, like one of those massive ones that you would, like
really?
A hedge trimmer. Yeah. And so I'm under the car, kind of in the front, and I am hacking away pieces of car and tossing it behind me. I even had the hand clipper to get in there and do some little detail work. Just like, and I was feeling pretty self-conscious. What's that guy doing to his car?
You don't even have tin snips or anything like that?
I don't have any. But it was working fine. And, and now it doesn't rattle. It needed to be done. But it did make me think about, you know, you feel pretty self-conscious doing things, and it might keep you from doing it, but that had to happen. The car had to be able to drive without rattling like a can.
Sure.
And when you need to talk to someone about Jesus, that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to feel self-conscious, but you just got to dig in there and do it, and God will bless your efforts. Here's the Jesus Way from Phil Wickham, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.